Today's Old Testament reading is from the book of Micah, chapter 6. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery, and I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Greeks and Jews, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's how Jesus started his first recorded sermon in Matthew. Figured it was a good way to start my sermon today, too. If it's good enough for Jesus' sermon, it is surely better than good enough for mine. What a wonderful list. What a wonderful thing to hear time and again. Blessed. And truly, this sermon could not be one about blessed are you when you do these right things. When you do things in just this right way, then you'll be blessed. This is not a how-to book of receiving blessings. This is not Jesus saying, do this, 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 and this, and this, and then blessings are yours. If you just want some blessings, then you can just do those things. It's okay. You can pick and choose, you know, sampler platter, really. That's not what he's saying. As you just sang, I loved that it was repeated so many times in that song we just sang. The energy would swell. We get a little bit louder, a little bit stronger, and then peacefully, yet not I, but through Christ in me. All of these blessings that Jesus said are yours because Christ is in you. This is a sermon, both Jesus's and Matthew, and this one today, about how we are blessed because Christ is in us. Marty and I will often have the same line of thought as we're looking at a passage. And as I was, you know, spackling the wall last night, and I was doing some caulking, and I was doing all this stuff, I don't think I called her accidentally and told her what I was going to talk about, but it was great. We're right there, simpatico. To hear all of these blessings and to hear how truly, when we have the heart of God to do these things in this way, that we are blessed. This is good information for you. This is a good way of living. It is not the way to earn eternal blessings. But as we know with God's law, which is good and right for us to follow, if Jesus says, these are traits or qualities that bring blessings, well, we ought to pay attention to them, I think. It will be of good benefit to us. And yet, all of our good works do not earn blessings for us. Rather, as those who are blessed to have Christ in us, these are great ways to live, that we might experience the blessings of following Jesus Christ, our Savior. So I had thought, well, I can stretch this sermon out to about a half hour if I walk through each of these blessings and how to do them, and at least how Jesus did them. But Marty got that covered for you, so she saved you. Be sure to thank her afterwards. It is good to know, though, that when we are poor in spirit, when we realize that we are not strong and capable to do things on our own, when we say, I am a sinner, I need your salvation, Jesus. What a blessing it is to hear that Jesus has saved us. Jesus says, I did not come to save the healthy, but the sick. He is our great physician who heals us of our sin disease. When we are mourning, when we are stricken with sadness, whether it be the death of a good friend, whether it be the loss of something that we can't find or can't retrieve, a broken relationship, whatever it might be, when we are mourning, we are told that our God is there to comfort us. He comforts us in his word. He comforts us in the knowledge that he too has experienced mourning. As we have every confirmation's favorite memory verse, if they're told they have to memorize something, the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. I've done it, Pastor. I've memorized a verse. Good job. Jesus mourned too, and we are comforted knowing that our Savior knows our feelings and knows our emotions. Blessed are the meek. Jesus Christ, who came meek and lowly riding on a donkey, not coming to gain favor before men or to try to claim power. We too, and we follow him in meekness, in service. Blessed are we to follow our Savior. For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, this is the favorite time to say, Jesus is not always meek and mild. He is also flipping tables, cracking whips, Jesus, too, the Lion of Judah. Righteousness to follow God in purity. That's a good thing to have, too. Not to the point of, you know, destroying people's things. I mean, come on. You be kind about it. But to say we hunger and thirst for righteousness. We want to see righteousness specifically in ourselves, hungering and thirsting and asking God, create in me a clean heart. Which gives us the next one. Blessed are the pure in heart. This is when if you thought you could, like, get there along the way, like, okay, certainly, I might be able to do these blessings. Blessed are the pure in heart. Ah, shucks, I can't do that one. I know I'm not perfect. I know my heart is full of evil and sin, and this is not one I can do on my own. But God created me a clean heart. I want to have a heart that follows God. This is why David is called the greatest of the kings of Israel. He was a man after God's own heart. He wanted to have a pure heart, even though we know he was not a pure individual. Blessed are the peacemakers. Don't think I need to spend too much time on that one. Jesus is the one who came to bring division. You know, we talked about this before, between family members, between friends. Not a division to say, oh, I want to separate you because you don't belong here, but to point out the division that exists between those who are saved through faith in Jesus and those who do not know him yet. You always want to put that word yet in there. Blessed are the peacemakers, the ones who would bring peace to others. We hear this every Sunday when I hold up the host, the bread and the cup, the wine, and I say, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Jesus Christ is the peace that is with us. He is the one who has brought peace between God and man. He is the one who has brought peace, and we get to be peacemakers, ones who bring that peace to others. Not just a kindly, friendly, get-along peace, but a true, lasting peace. Blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You goody-two-shoes, following God, thinking you're all special, high, and mighty. I don't know if you've heard those things. I have a couple times. Public school is great. Getting to hear persecution is a blessing for righteousness' sake. This is that time in the Bible, right, when you've got Peter and John, and they've recently been told, you should not preach anymore. We don't like this. We killed Jesus. You need to knock it off and not preach. And they beat them about it. And they say, well, we're going to keep preaching. Well, we don't want to kill them again. We're going to get a riot on our hands. So they beat them again and send them on their way. And they go, you know, hopping and skipping and praising God. Yay, we got beat for the sake of telling the gospel. That's a cool blessing. I want to have that heart and that mind. I don't know that I would be hopping and skipping. Ow, yay. But what a wonderful thing it is to know that you can be blessed even in persecution, especially because of persecution for Jesus Christ's name. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you. This may happen. Certainly, none of this has happened as much as it did to Jesus. As he's saying this at his first recorded sermon for us, this is pointing us to what he will eventually do at the end of his earthly ministry, when he would die on the cross for you and for me, for our sins, making you and me blessed, a true blessing, not just a really cool sticker on a mug, hashtag blessed, a true blessing. The Greek word it doesn't sound as cool as blessed, and it might look harder to read on a mug. Makarioi is this Greek word, makarioi. And it means extra blessed. It's a super blessed. It's not just a little blessed. It's a big blessing. You are abundantly blessed in these ways because Jesus Christ has done these things for you. He has earned every blessing you'll ever need. And yet, blessed are you that you get to follow in his footsteps as one of his disciples. Remember, he's sitting down on the mountain. This is Jesus. He's sat down at the top of this mountain. He's taken the form of the teacher. If I sat down here, you might not be able to see me, so I'll stand. He's sitting down. His disciples see, okay, it's talking time. It's learning time. It's teaching time. The teacher's going to talk. Let's listen. So they sit around him. And he says these things. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And he goes through the whole list. And he makes it by verse 11, not just about those people out there. Blessed are you, my disciples, when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Blessed are you. Jesus said that to his disciples there on the mountain. Jesus says that to you here and now. Blessed are you because you're following Jesus. Not just following Jesus in your actions and in your thoughts, but following Jesus even so far as to follow him into the way he's gone, to pick up your cross and to follow him, whatever that cross may look like. Jesus is the only one who literally died for you on the cross for all of your sins, that you might not have to worry about them. And your cross will look different throughout your life and at different times. But blessed are you for being one who's called to pick up that cross and follow him. This season of Epiphany, this season following Epiphany, we get to hear more about how Jesus is truly God. That's what the season is all about. I explained it through terms of a very famous actor, one who is well-known and beloved, especially by the younger population. He is animated, and he has this great epiphany moment, and he says, light bulb. This is Gru from the movie Minions. It's very exciting. Not as edifying as other things, but I saw a couple hand pumps. There you go. We got Gru into a sermon. That epiphany, that light bulb moment, you imagine that the disciples who recorded this and who have this first recorded message in their hearts and their minds, that they would keep it with them to hear Jesus, their teacher, say, blessed are you, and to explain how and why. And then when Jesus died for their sins and rose from the grave, to put it all together, to have that light bulb moment, to have that epiphany. I am blessed. We are blessed because Jesus, our Savior, is God, the only one who could take the sins of the world on himself to die and to experience the pain and death that we would deserve, and to rise from the grave, defeating it all, defeating sin, death, and the devil, defeating our own personal sin, bringing peace to us and God. That would be an amazing light bulb moment, to see it and to know that we are blessed. We are the Makarioi. We are those who are blessed. And then, because it's my favorite of the Greek words that I know, anytime I see the word rejoice, it's kairata. Kaylee knew. There's a song about it. We'll sing it a different time. It's great. Kairata. Rejoice. This is a big, exciting word. Kairata, you who are blessed. Rejoice, you who are blessed. You have the blessings of eternal life. You have the blessings of knowing that you're God's child. You have the blessings of knowing that heaven is promised and you're in his kingdom here and now. You experience his blessings every day and you know who they come from. We know that good things that happen are not just random or a passing thing that could have happened to anyone. Your God loves you. He blesses you in many ways. But most importantly, he blesses you by making you one of the blessed, those who received the perfect life of Jesus. And so, blessed are you. You have the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you. You will be comforted. Blessed are you. You've been made an inheritor. Blessed are you, for you shall receive righteousness. Blessed are you, for you've been shown mercy. Blessed are you. You will see God. Blessed are you. You've been called a child of God. Blessed are you, because you're a disciple of Christ and you bear his name to life everlasting. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, continue to guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.